Tuesday edition of the Zone Daily Podcast, and today you're going to hear from Jackrabbit Jenkins after a spirited Titans practice, what Jayon Brown had to say on the Buck Rising show about the level of competition between the defense and the offense, plus a full practice report, everything I saw and what stuck out to me in Monday's practice session at St. Thomas Sports Park. Tuesday edition of the Zone Daily, week number 2 of Tennessee Titans training camp. We get your day started right here. Let's do it right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
We start with the practice report from Monday's session of Tennessee Titans training camp. Welcome into the Zone Daily Podcast. As always, I'm Will Voling. You can find this show wherever you listen to podcasts on its own individual feed on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network. That's Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Titans offense continued to look pedestrian, but perhaps was a little bit better yesterday. But we start again with more interceptions from Ryan Tannehill. One interception for Tannehill yesterday. It was very close to being two, both by the same defensive back, Christian Fulton. Got on the end of a Ryan Tannehill pass during team periods towards the beginning of that session of Tennessee Titans training camp yesterday and continued a pretty good training camp for him, the second-year player out of LSU, who the Titans are going to rely on quite a bit coming up in 2021. Later on in the practice, Christian Fulton, underneath route, looking for a receiver on the left side of the formation who had just come in motion. And once again, Fulton just about picked it off, and if he had, he was going to run 100 yards for a pick six. So, at this point, if you're a Titans fan, I think you're actually more encouraged by the way the defense has been able to keep up with Ryan Tannehill, keep up with A.J. Brown and this Titans offense, versus the opposite. If the offense was dunking on the defense at this point, then I think you would be a little bit more concerned that this defense hadn't done enough to improve off of what it did last year. But again, at this point, fans are going to react that way based on what they hear and people like me who talk about these practices. But there's no real big takeaways that you can take from this few amount of practices so far, even if someone is incredible or if they've been horrible. Tannehill, though, did improve later on in practice. The offense was much more spirited towards the end. Took a little bit of a break for special teams drills. They came back at the end of practices. Tannehill was a bit sharper, and the wide receivers, specifically A.J. Brown, Anthony Firkser, are guys who really stood out to me towards the end of practice yesterday. Darrington Evans had a nice run for a touchdown late on in team periods. But the other big headline had to do with Julio Jones. We hadn't seen him line up against Titans defensive backs yet. We finally got that opportunity yesterday, and on one of his first opportunities, came down with a little bit of a left leg injury, was walking gingerly after dropping a pass from Ryan Tannehill in the corner of the end zone that would have been a touchdown about midway through yesterday's practice. Mike Vrabel afterwards said it was not serious, wasn't a big deal, and when asked about if he would be back on the field tomorrow, he said sure. That would surprise me if Julio Jones was back on the field tomorrow, but we will see. Josh Reynolds, another guy who we did not see at practice. Speaking of injured Titans wide receivers, Bud Dupree, another guy who is yet to make his debut at Titans practice. But speaking of debuts, Caleb Farley. I'm sure you've heard by this point, well documented, that the big storyline yesterday at Titans training camp, Caleb Farley off the non-football injury list onto the practice field, did not participate in any team periods. He was merely going through individual drills, going through position group warm-ups with the defensive backs. The biggest thing that sticks out to me about Caleb Farley, this guy doesn't look like a rookie. Just the way he's built, his length, his size. You look at some of these rookies, and they stick out like a sore thumb. You can tell they have not been in an NFL weight program. They haven't gone through a couple of NFL seasons to start looking like NFL veterans. Now, of course, the mental side of it, the practice side of it, understanding where to go, where to be for Caleb Farley is going to take some time. But just looking at him as a football player, he doesn't stand out as a rookie. He stands out as a guy who is really long, He looks like he's got some good size to him and is certainly very quick. He's got a lot of intangibles that you can't teach in a defensive back, which is obviously why the Titans liked him enough to take an injury-prone player with number 22 in the first round. So yesterday, Jackrabbit Jenkins, a guy who continues to put together a good couple of practices, spoke to the media. Here's what he had to say yesterday, specifically talking about the experience that he has and why he hates the name Janoris.
Just playing for the guy that's next to me. Love playing the game overall and just having fun. When I come out here, I feel like a kid again. Just to be out here with my brothers and guys like this, like guys like that, it's fun.
What do you think?
Big time stuff. That's my whole mentality, man. Just coming out here having fun. The younger guys gonna look at me because I've been in so long. So whenever I slap, I feel like I feel the team or I feel the young guys. So that's why I come out here and work so hard. I like to have fun. I like to fly around. You know what I'm saying? Just play with a chip on my shoulder. It's all goal or nothing else, man, when you come out here to practice. Because you're being evaluated. So you walk through, jog through, doing weights, whatever. You know, I got to let them know, and I hopefully you understand it. Everybody having fun, everybody flying to the ball, and everybody understanding the defense. And I feel like everybody on the defensive side of the ball know what's at stake this year. And I think we're playing with a chip on our shoulder. Just play fast. Play fast, hit hard, and run to the ball. And everything else to handle yourself.
You've had your share.
I don't like yours.
Where does Jackrabbit come from?
It come from college a while back when I first entered college. I entered in January, spring ball. I really didn't know no plays when I went out there, but I was making a lot of plays. And we got in the film room and my coach was just like, you moving fast. You moving like a jackrabbit because where I'm from, you know, we're catching rabbits.
How come you don't like Janoris?
That's not my name.
Yeah.
That kind of veteran tone setter is going to be really important for this Titans defense because I've talked a lot about it on this podcast and on 104.5 The Zone whenever I'm in front of a microphone there. John Robinson is betting on the fact that a younger secondary is going to have an easier time based on this rebuilt front seven and defensive line. And Jackrabbit Jenkins comes in and is the new Malcolm Butler in this Titans defense, right? There's got to be somebody who is not just your contingency plan in case Caleb Farley isn't ready, or is your contingency plan in case Elijah Molden doesn't get up to speed quickly enough to start day one at the nickel position. This is the guy who's going to help those players come up to speed as quickly as the Titans need them to on the defensive side of the football. I see him having a big impact, and so far he's had a really positive impact on those guys and on the entire defense during this training camp. So yesterday at the Buck Rising Show live at Titans training camp, Titans linebacker Jayon Brown was his guest, and here's the biggest thing that stuck out to me about what he had to say with us on 104.5 The Zone.
We just want to, you know, we don't do this to come in like second place. We want to be the best, and we're on this field competing with each other. We had a really good offense. Our offense, one of the top offenses in the league.
Top three.
So we had a really good offense, and going against them, you know, it's only going to make us better, and we got guys, they got guys, so competing like we've been competing, it's only going to make us both elite, so we just got to keep it up, keep the intensity up, keep the trash talking going up, and it's going to bring the best out of us to keep pushing each other.
Listening to Mike Keith talk on 3HL yesterday, he echoed this fact that the best Titans teams have a defense and an offense that go back and forth on any given day in training camp, and we saw that in yesterday's camp. Just in one practice session, the defense started out more strongly, and then towards the end of the practice, the offense started to get the better of the defense. It's so important for a team this time of year to have that kind of competition level and push each other each day. And maybe you're listening to this and saying, yeah, great call, Will. Obviously, it helps to have a good competition level every day. But what I mean by that is you have such a better offense than you did a defense last year. I remember 2 or 3 years ago when I was first watching training camp as a member of the media here for The Zone, watching a Titans defense absolutely dominate the Titans offense. You want it to go back and forth. That way you are consistently raising the level of the other unit to meet the side that's on the better end of practice on any given day or any given week. I like where this team is at in terms of the give and take between the offense and the defense. But I would like to see the offense produce a little bit more, and I would like to see the kickers certainly be a little bit more successful. Pads go on tomorrow. The CBA says that you can start putting pads on this week. Going to be a fun rest of the week at Titans training camp on 104.5 The Zone. And as always, right here on The Zone Daily Podcast. I said it at the beginning of the show, but make sure you're finding us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. We'll have much more Titans training camp reaction coming up for you tomorrow. Plus, Tennessee adds a big commitment yesterday, and they've got a recruiting class that's starting to look a lot better. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's podcast. Lucas Panzeca is going to join me on the UT podcast. We'll play a piece of that for you right here on The Zone Daily. Make sure you're finding us on YouTube as well. Highlight videos every day. Lots of content coming your way over the next couple of weeks. Fun's only beginning, folks. And The Zone Daily continues tomorrow at 5 a.m.